It was quite a year just passed for the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, a nonprofit group that works for the health of the oceans, small boat fishermen, and the communities they live in. In midsummer, it was revealed that AMCC was the victim of embezzlement. Dave Kubiak, a Kodiak fisherman, is the chairman of AMCC.
It came as a shock to us when one of our senior staff members discovered, you know, that someone had been using, she didn't know what extent at that point, but had been using the credit cards, unauthorized credit cards, and had been dipping into the petty cash pretty regularly. And of course, this guy was functioning as our bookkeeper. So it was a case of a fox in the chicken coop.
Accused of the embezzlement is 36-year-old Travis Robinson of Anchorage. He remains at large. Kubiak says between $80,000 and $110,000 was charged on company credit cards and taken from petty cash. He says it's been a struggle for the small organization to get the charges reversed through the credit card companies, and speculates that even if the perpetrator were brought to justice, AMCC will never recover all of the losses. Kubiak says the entire staff had to be furloughed while volunteers filled in. He says contributors and supporters have helped sustain the organization in the aftermath of the ordeal.
People came forward with their checkbooks. One of the big funders came up with like $40,000 interim to help us through, and they've been very understanding. And then we also had another organization review our bookkeeping procedures to make sure this kind of thing will never happen again.
For 2010, Kelly Harrell will take over from Dorothy Childers as the executive director. Kubiak says Childers is happy to return to the program director position she had before taking over as interim director in May. Changes in command is just one of many items on AMCC's agenda for the new year.
Well, we'll continue to work on the Tanner Crab bycatch issue locally. Dorothy Childers will be continuing to work with the Bering Sea tribes. Dan Strickland will continue to work with Bristol Bay fishermen in regard to the potential oil impact situation there. We need to flesh out, I think, if I'm not mistaken, with the council and the state, how the outside 3 miles jig season will operate. We need to come up with some management scenario for that. So there's lots of things to do.
Kubiak says AMCC will continue to work on building awareness of ocean acidification and other environmental threats to the marine ecosystem and fishing.
We have such a small vote in the big picture, but when it comes to the big picture, we're one of the first impacted because colder water holds more dissolved gas than warm water, which is why our fisheries are so rich. Our fisheries are much richer with huge school populations, unlike the southern oceans, I mean, unless you go way south and get back into cold water again. And it's because of dissolved gases, because of dissolved oxygen and carbon dioxide and so on and so forth, which can feed the nutrient levels. So we're the first, we're the ones who see it.
The Alaska Marine Conservation Council is based in Anchorage, but has board members in coastal Alaska from Petersburg to Dillingham.